All the allegations against Sean Diddy Combs, decade of rape, days-long freak-offs, prostitution, kidnapping, arson, bribery. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 18, 2024. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York unsealed the federal indictment against disgraced music mogul Sean Diddy Combs, which alleges more than a decade of abusing, threatening, and coercing women and others, racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice, among other crimes. Combs, who was arrested on Monday night, was charged in a three-count indictment with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York said in a press release. Here is a compilation of the alleged abuse by Combs, who has also been known as Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy, P. D., and Love, according to the indictment. Combs abused, threatened, and coerced women and others around him to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. Combs, through his business empire, created a criminal enterprise whose members engaged in or tried to engage in sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice, among other crimes. Combs engaged in persistent and pervasive pattern of abuse toward women and other individuals, which included verbal, emotional, physical, and sexual abuse. Combs manipulated women to participate in highly orchestrated performances of sexual activity with male commercial sex workers. Combs, and others acting at his direction, arranged for women and sex workers to fly to his location, where he ensured participation from the women by obtaining and distributing narcotics to them, controlling their careers, leveraging his financial support and threatening to cut off the same, and using intimidation and violence. Combs assaulted women by striking, punching, dragging, throwing objects at, and kicking them, and also engaged in violence against employees, witnesses to his abuse, and others. Combs attempted to bribe a member of hotel security staff who intervened during a 2016 instance to ensure silence. The incident, which was caught on film, showed Combs kicking, dragging, and throwing a vase at a woman. Combs used his business and employees to carry out, facilitate, and cover up his abuse and commercial sex. In addition to that, Combs led a criminal enterprise called Combs Enterprise, which existed to facilitate his abuse and exploitation of women, to protect his reputation, and to conceal his conduct, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York alleges. As part of that criminal enterprise, Combs, along with other members and associates of the enterprise, committed crimes including sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice, the federal government added. Moreover, Combs allegedly hosted events he referred to as freak-offs, which involved causing women to engage in elaborate and frequent days-long sexual activity with male sex workers. Combs allegedly arranged, directed, masturbated during, and often electronically recorded his freak-offs. Freak-offs occurred regularly, sometimes lasted multiple days, and often involved multiple commercial sex workers, the indictment alleges, adding that Combs would distribute a variety of controlled substances to victims during freak-offs, in part to keep the victims obedient and compliant. Combs and the victims typically received 4 fluids to recover from the physical exertion and drug use after freak-offs, the federal indictment added. In March, during searches of Combs' Miami and Los Angeles properties, authorities seized various freak-off supplies, which included narcotics and more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant. In order to ensure participation in freak-offs, Combs used violence and intimidation, and leveraged his power over victims, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York alleges. Combs also threatened his victims, including by threatening to expose the embarrassing and sensitive recordings he made of freak-offs if the women did not comply with his demands, the federal government added. According to the indictment, Combs also threatened victims' careers and livelihoods if they resisted participating in freak-offs. As for Combs' charges, one count of racketeering conspiracy carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. One count of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion carries a maximum sentence of life in prison and a mandatory minimum sentence of 15 years in prison. And one count of transportation for purposes of prostitution carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.